midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood.
Sorry, Vincent, gonna butt in there, mate. It's just approaching 5 o'clock, and I promise that I won't play any more Michael Jackson. Why do I always play Michael Jackson? Well, the secret is I quite like him. But the truth is also that it's your station and music just for you. So once the letters start coming in and you let me know what you want, I'll be playing music for you. Stand by for the news.
1017 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Talks aimed at settling the miners' strike seem to be making progress. Union and management teams, including the miners' president Arthur Scargill and the coal board chairman Ian McGregor, spent several hours talking together in Edinburgh today. The last time the two met, there was a furious bust-up. This time, they agreed to meet again. Here's our industrial editor, Neil Mainland.
Today's meeting suggests that despite the hard-line posturing on both sides, there is still an intention to seek some common ground in their demands. It is encouraging in itself that more talks are planned next week. Interviewed after today's encounter, Mr. McGregor seemed in buoyant mood when he said he didn't think his relationship with Mr. Scargill had changed, but he believed the NUM understands that he has a job to do. The coal board chairman added that compared with the cuts in the industry in the 50s and 60s, his present plan is a moderate one, but he said he was listening carefully to his friends in the NUM and he understands their position. The two sides are expected to meet early next week before an NUM executive on Thursday.
The government is warning that it may have to take action to stop Sikh extremists bringing violence to the streets of Britain. It follows troubles at a series of demonstrations around Britain today in the aftermath of a killing in the Punjab of Sikh separatist leader Bindran Wali. Chris Mann reports.
This demonstration by 100 Sikhs outside the Indian High Commission in London passed off relatively peacefully. But in Liverpool, where nearly 500 protested outside the High Commission there, a policeman was injured by a petrol bomb. And in Birmingham, petrol bombs caused extensive damage to two Indian businesses. As a result, Foreign Office Minister Richard Luce has warned...
They must follow our laws, and if they don't do so, then appropriate action must be taken.
And Sikh youth leaders are claiming that a secret army of thousands trained in Britain is planning to return to the Punjab, they say, to fight to the death. Chris Mann, IRN, outside the Indian High Commission in central London.
Ulster's leading Republican politician had an operation today to have a bullet removed from his left arm. Sinn Féin President Gerry Adams has had the bullet inside him ever since he was attacked by loyalist terrorists 3 months ago. The operation was described as successful. A disco champion who savagely stabbed his dance rival to death has been jailed for 6 years at the Old Bailey. The deadly feud began when Arlington Greaves beat Frank Hankman in a robotic body-popping competition. Tim Crook reports.
Nurses, doctors, motorists and pedestrians all saw 20-year-old Frank Hankman fall to the ground with blood pouring from his jugular vein and 5 other stab wounds. The antagonism between the two youths began in February 1983 when Greaves won a robotic and body-popping dance competition at his local youth club. Hankman claimed he was the better dancer and challenged Greaves to a private contest. Greaves won that too. A few days later, the two of them had a fight over a pool table, and Greaves received knife wounds which needed 20 stitches. Hankman was sentenced to 28 days detention. 5 months later, Greaves, upset by the scars he sustained, chased Hankman off a bus in North London and killed him with a flick knife in the grounds of a hospital. Greaves was convicted of manslaughter. Tim Crook, IRN, The Old Bailey.
Independent Radio News.
And that's the last news on Sunshine for today. The weather looks like this. The rest of the afternoon is going to remain dry, sunny and warm, but look out for those showers that will be happening later on this afternoon and early this evening. A maximum temperature of 25 degrees centigrade, that's 77 degrees Fahrenheit, and the outlook is much the same.
Got no more time. like me, but don't invite me. They don't even notice, it seems. Oh, I'm always waiting, anticipating. I long for the man of my dreams. He needn't be handsome, have fortune or fame. He just gotta be sweet and kind. But there's so many wanting or needing the same. I gotta move on down the line. Searching, looking for love.
Searching to find a man. Hazel Dean, I'm over here. Come and find me, whatever you do. Have you seen her on the pops? Oh, what a lady. Right, we're going to say a happy birthday to Richard and Andrea. And they're celebrating their birthdays together, I guess, on Wednesday. And also say hello to Phyllis and Ray. And to George, Graham, Michael, and Sue and Rob. And last but by no means least, Nicola and Andrew. And if everybody out there thinks they know anything about music, especially their artists, I'll be getting on the blower to you pretty soon from now.
I can't work and I can't.
believe that a man like that with so much flair, so much style, used to be a gravedigger. Rod Stewart I'm talking about, and that's his new single, Infatuation. Good, isn't it? Do you notice how enthusiastic I am about the music I play? Well, that's because it's so good. Well, have you got a pen in your hand? If you've got a pen in your hand, write down this number. Ludlow, 811306. I'll be giving you that again in a minute, so I'm just pulling your leg there. 811306 is the number to get me on. And what I want you to do now, if you know your bands, just look at it from this angle. I'll tell you what I'm doing, for instance. Bands are well known because of their frontmen, really, aren't they? Like Freddie Mercury is the frontman of Queen. So you say Queen, you think of Freddie Mercury, you don't think of the other guys. Culture Club is Boy George, really, isn't it? And even the Rolling Stones, the first name you think of is Mick Jagger. Even them, well, I do anyway. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take away lead singers from now on from the lineup of a band, and I want you to tell me what is the name of the band, and that's what I've done here. So you just get on to me on Ludlow 811306 and tell me what band these gentlemen are members of. Johnny Marr, Andy Rourke and Mike Joyce. So get on the blow to me as soon as possible, all right?
Sunshine Radio.
H&H Haywood, West End Garage, Clibbury Mortimer, for Ford, the family cars that give you more. See the stars from Ford, Fiesta, Escort, Capri, Granada, Sierra, and now the Orion, the newest and brightest star in the Ford galaxy, at West End Garage, Clibbury Mortimer. Let us value your car for part exchange and make you an offer. Ford cars, good service, petrol, and MOTs. The complete answer to all your motoring requirements. West End Garage, Clibbury Mortimer. Telephone Bert Haywood on Clibbury Mortimer 270384 for first-class professional attention.
Hopewells of Tenbury are the sole area dealers for Zanussi televisions. You probably own a Zanussi kitchen appliance, and you know how reliable that is, but did you know that Zanussi makes some of the most prestige colour TVs available, and the price is right too? How about a 20-inch full remote control model for £270? Or the elite 26-inch remote control with super hi-fi sound for just £374? Hopewells have the full Zanussi range on show now at the Bridge Hotel Buildings, Bridge Yard, Team Street, Tenbury Wells. Telephone 811-318. Hopewells and Zanussi, the appliance of science. The tavern on the hill at Newnham Bridge offer traditional ales brewed on the premises and charge only 50 pence a pint for mild and 52 pence a pint for bitter. The tavern on the hill has a function room for your wedding or party, a pool room and even a room for the children. Home prepared food is always available, and to reserve your table ring Bob or Eileen on Newnham Bridge 331. The tavern has a beer garden for those refreshing drinks in the sun, and there are swings for the children. The tavern on the hill at Newnham Bridge. Telephone Newnham Bridge 331.
Cold and lonely inside and void.
That's Nick Kershaw and the Dancing Hills at 19 minutes past 5 o'clock on Sunshine Radio, 299 metres. Now, listen, I've been telling you a poser and only one person has got it right. So I want you to get on the blower to me as soon as possible on Ludlow, 811-306. And what I've done is I've given you the lineup of a band minus their lead singer, which is usually the best known member. Now, what I'm going to do is identify them, get on the blower and tell me who these guys are from. Johnny Marr, Andy Rourke and Mike Joyce. Tell you what, I think that is absolutely fantastic. It's a great single. It's from a local band and they're from Telford, Berlin Walls, and that record is called Day and Night. And the lineup there, I'll quickly tell you, is David Atkinson, Michael Sweeney, Steve Winter and Andy Coyle. I reckon they got a big future listening to that. Now, a moment ago I was talking to everybody on the radio asking you if you knew who these people were. I've only had one, two, three right answers. What's going on here, eh? I wanted to know, minus the lead singer, who these were: Johnny Marr, Andy Rourke and Mike Joyce. Well, I'll tell you who it was after the next record, but a congratulations to Chris from Clam, Rob Milton from Church Stretton, and Debbie Davis from Madeley. They were the only three people of many who got the answer absolutely correct. Tell me, get away with your problems. That's Blancmange or Blancmange. I don't really understand all these words. Hey, listen, right, let's get things underway, shall we? Now, Johnny Marr, Andy Rourke and Mike Joyce. Now, the people were right. They were members of The Smiths, that's right, and they were minus Morrissey and Sandy Shaw too.
Behind. Now it's not like any other blood. It's one in different people.
right. Only three people got it right. Sunshine, listener, you're letting me down. Or am I outwitting you? Once again, well done to Chris from Clun, Rob Milton from Church Stretton, and Debbie Davis, good old Deb, she got it right, from Madeley. And she got it absolutely right. They were the Smiths, in fact. Johnny Marr, Andy Rourke, Mike Joyce, and the guy I missed out was Morrissey. So if you'd like to write to me, you have any ideas of what you'd like to do or hear on the Sunshine Afternoon programme, get hold of me, Jeff Tracy, and get hold of your pen too. And write to me on Sunshine Radio, Villa Farm Greet. That's near Ludlow, Shropshire. That's me, Jeff Tracy. Any ideas you have? And that's Sunshine Radio, Villa Farm, a Greet, near Ludlow, Shropshire.
299 metres, 1017 kilohertz, your station.
Sunshine Radio.
Highway, Roads and Drives, the business that cares for you. Highway, Roads and Drives, Little Stretton, established over 5 years and with 22 years experience behind us. Highway, Roads and Drives, under the personal supervision of John Guthrie. We lay patios, supply and erect fencing, and supply and lay paving. Let us lay your new lawn or landscape your garden into a place of functional beauty. We quote competitively and offer a 7-day service. Distance is no objects and we always aim to please. Highway Roads and Drives are now approved by Shropshire County Council to undertake constructing drives and lowering curbs. Highway Roads and Drives, 6 Ludlow Road, Little Stretton. Call in and talk to John Guthrie today or telephone him on Church Stretton 723-440. Highway Roads and Drives, the business that's small enough to care, but large enough to be efficient.
Hello, this is Sunshine Sales, isn't it?
Yes, sir, won't you take a seat?
Thank you. Look, I'm from Ron Bache. We've got a bargain warehouse at the Moor Bodden.
Oh, that's just opposite Bodden Post Office, isn't it?
That's right. And we'd like to tell the Sunshine listeners what Bache's Bargain Warehouse has to offer.
Okay, fine. What sort of things have you got?
Well, we've got bargains, basically. We've got jeans, and we've got adult stretch jeans at only £10, boiler suits, trousers, boys' school trousers, men's and boys' shirts, donkey jackets, body warmers from £2.50, socks, pullovers, pants and vests, baby wear, sheets, pillows, boots, shoes, Wellingtons, joggers, slippers, you know.
Anything else?
Oh, yes. We've got spanner sets, buckets, bowls and liquid soaps. And we've got coal and smokeless fuel, to mention just a few.
Good heavens, sounds quite a range.
Well, we reckon Bache's Bargain Warehouse has the largest selection of goods all under one roof in Herefordshire.
And when is Bache's Bargain Warehouse open for business?
We're open 3 days a week. That's Thursdays, Saturdays and Sundays.
And the opening times?
That's from 9:30 to 4:30. But the thing is, all the items are at real discount prices.
So that's Bache's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor, Bodenham.
And we've got a large car park as well.
And you're on the telephone?
Yes, that's Bodenham 441. Ron Bache on Bodenham 441. Now then, how do I go about getting all this lot on the air?
You've just done it, sir.
What? You mean I'm on the wireless?
Yes, sir.
Good grief. And I haven't even buttoned up my boiler suit.
AMR Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow. We are Nissan, the 1984 main dealer. And now, from Nissan, the 1984 new Bluebird. The new Nissan Bluebird is reliability proven beyond doubt. Test drive a dream today. Choosing from the superb range of saloons and estates, the 2-litre GL to the 1.8 turbo-powered model. Test drive a dream today. The 1984 new Bluebirds at AMR Ludlow. AMR Motors plus Nissan equals reliability. Nissan now celebrating 50 years of great motoring with the Nissan Jubilee range. The Cherry 1.3 Jubilee. The Sunny 1.3 Jubilee. The Stanza 1.6 GL Jubilee. See the Nissan Jubilee range and check out the 1984 new Bluebird at AMR Motors Sheet Road, Ludlow. That's just off the Ludlow bypass. Telephone Ludlow 2774. Test drive a dream today.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
can't you just tell a mile away that that is Ultravox, Majora and the gang, and dancing with tears in my eyes? If you haven't seen the video to that, it's quite horrific, really. It got me shuddering, I tell you the truth. Hey, I'm starting to back out now, because you might remember a few moments ago I was talking about what I predict could be the next number one. Well, I say I'm backing out, because there's a chance that this also could be the next number one from the very tasty Style Council. No, I don't fancy them, I just think the music's tasty. Council, and you're the best thing. That's right, you listening to me, that's the best thing. If you're worried about the time at all, have a look at the clock now. It's, let me see, 16 minutes towards 6 o'clock. Oh my goodness, I'm late. Well, if you're late, you better start running, hadn't you? Hey, we've got some good music between now and 6 o'clock, and even better music, dare I say it, a little bit later with Delroy. He'll be with you from 6 o'clock through until 10 o'clock with the best in disco music. Now, whether you've just got home from school, from work, or whether you're still on your way home from whatever you've been doing, or wherever you are, this is Sunshine Radio, broadcasting throughout the day, just for you.